sitting has become the new smoking, a phrase you've likely heard, and for good reason. With the rise of desk jobs and technology, many of us spend a significant portion of our day sitting, whether at work, during commutes, or while relaxing at home. But this sedentary lifestyle carries serious risks for our health. In this episode, we'll explore the dangers of sitting too much, the impact it can have on your body, and practical strategies to help you stay active even while working. We'll also share some stories of how famous figures have tackled this issue in their own lives. Welcome back to Health Square, where we tackle the health topics that affect your daily life. I'm Bills, and today we're discussing a topic that might just have you standing up by the end of this episode, the dangers of sitting too much. It's easy to fall into the habit of sitting for hours on end, especially if you work in an office or spend a lot of time in front of a computer. However, research has shown that prolonged sitting is linked to a host of health problems, including heart disease, diabetes, and even early death. Let's delve into why sitting is so harmful and what you can do to combat these risks. The health risks of sitting too much. Sitting for long periods can negatively affect your health in several ways. When you sit, your body's metabolic rate slows down, leading to decreased calorie burning and an increased risk of weight gain. Over time, this can contribute to obesity, which is a major risk factor for many chronic diseases. Additionally, sitting for extended periods can lead to poor posture, which can strain your neck, shoulders, and back, potentially causing pain and discomfort. But the risks of sitting go beyond weight gain and musculoskeletal issues. Prolonged sitting is also associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular diseases. Studies have shown that people who sit for long periods have higher levels of cholesterol and blood sugar, which are major risk factors for heart disease. In fact, one study found that sitting for more than 8 hours a day with no physical activity increases the risk of dying from cardiovascular diseases by up to 50%. For example, my friend Rachel, who works a desk job, noticed that after a few years of sitting most of the day, she started to experience back pain and weight gain. When she went to her doctor, she was warned that her sedentary lifestyle was putting her at risk for more serious health issues down the line. Sitting too much can also have a significant impact on mental health. When you sit for prolonged periods, it's easy to fall into a sedentary routine that lacks physical activity, which is crucial for maintaining mental well-being. Physical activity helps to reduce stress, anxiety, and depression by releasing endorphins, the body's natural mood boosters. Without regular movement, it's common to feel more sluggish and less motivated, which can lead to a cycle of inactivity and low mood. This was the case for my neighbor Mike, who found that his energy levels and mood improved significantly once he started incorporating more movement into his day. How famous people stay active. Even celebrities and public figures who lead busy lives have found ways to stay active despite their demanding schedules. For instance, former First Lady Michelle Obama has been an outspoken advocate for physical activity, famously launching the Let's Move campaign to combat childhood obesity. She incorporated regular exercise into her daily routine, even while fulfilling her duties in the White House, to set an example for others. Her approach to staying active included simple strategies like taking the stairs instead of the elevator and doing quick workouts throughout the day, proving that even small changes can make a big difference. Another example is tech mogul and entrepreneur Elon Musk, who, despite his packed schedule, makes time for physical activity by using a treadmill desk. This allows him to stay active while working, combining productivity with health benefits. Musk's commitment to staying active while managing multiple companies demonstrates that it's possible to prioritize health even in the busiest of lives. Practical tips for staying active at work. Staying active at work doesn't require a complete overhaul of your routine. Small changes can have a significant impact. One effective strategy is to take regular breaks to stand up, stretch, and move around. Aim to stand up at least once every 30 minutes. For example, set a timer on your phone or computer to remind you to get up and move. When Rachel started doing this, she noticed that her back pain began to ease and she felt more energized throughout the day. Incorporating movement into your workday can also be as simple as taking a walk during your lunch break or using the stairs instead of the elevator. If you're in a meeting that doesn't require sitting, suggest a walking meeting. This not only gets you moving, but can also boost creativity and collaboration. Rachel started holding walking meetings with her team, and they found that the fresh air and movement helped them come up with better ideas. Using a standing desk or a convertible desk that allows you to alternate between sitting and standing can also help reduce the amount of time you spend sitting. If a standing desk isn't an option, try to improvise by placing your laptop on a high surface or using a book to elevate your screen. My friend Jake, who also works long hours at a desk, invested in a standing desk and found that it not only improved his posture, but also kept him more focused and productive. Another tip is to incorporate exercise into your commute. If possible, walk or bike to work, or get off public transportation a few stops early to add some extra steps to your day. Even parking farther away from the office can make a difference. For those who drive to work, Jake started parking at the far end of the parking lot to get in some extra walking time before and after work, which helped him stay more active overall. Lastly, consider using a fitness tracker or a pedometer to monitor your daily activity. Setting a daily step goal can motivate you to move more throughout the day. Rachel started using a fitness tracker and set a goal of 10,000 steps per day. She found that the simple act of tracking her steps encouraged her to make healthier choices, like taking the stairs or going for a walk during breaks. The importance of stretching and mobility exercises. In addition to standing and moving more, incorporating stretching and mobility exercises into your routine can help counteract the negative effects of sitting. Stretching your hip flexors, hamstrings, and lower back can relieve tension and improve flexibility. Simple stretches like lunges, hamstring stretches, and spinal twists can be done right at your desk. Mobility exercises, such as shoulder rolls, neck stretches, and wrist circles, can help alleviate stiffness and improve circulation. These exercises are especially important if you work at a computer, as they can reduce the risk of repetitive strain injuries. Rachel found that adding a few stretches and mobility exercises to her daily routine helped prevent the aches and pains she used to experience from sitting all day. Conclusion: take a stand for your health. The dangers of sitting too much are clear, but the good news is that there are plenty of ways to stay active and protect your health, even in a sedentary job. By making small, consistent changes to your daily routine, you can reduce the risks associated with prolonged sitting and improve your overall well-being. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the dangers of sitting too much and how you can stay active at work. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, taking a stand literally can make a big difference in your health. Until next time, take care.